God, have mercy upon us. Our hearts are, many of the folks' hearts are filled with evil, Lord. We just take up guns and shoot each other. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy, God, upon this country. Have mercy upon the officers who have to keep the law, Lord God. Have mercy, God Almighty. And most of all, change the hearts of humanity. God, because it is so evil in this nation now, Lord, and in the world. We beseech you this morning, God. And as we come and gather here today, God, we thank you for your protection over us, our members, our church, our state, our community. God, have mercy upon the United States of America. And speak a word for us. And let us be that beacon of light in our neighborhoods, in our communities, and in our homes. Let us speak love where love isn't spoken. Let us, Lord God, be able to go beyond political ideology and religious ideology and realize that we are made in your image, Lord God. And speak love. When we can't agree, we still speak love. When we agree, we still speak love. God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy. Speak a word of love for us now, in this place and those online, a word of hope, a word of peace. Lord God, speak. Speak, God, because we're listening. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. May God have mercy upon all of us. And so today, as we come on this third Sunday after the Epiphany, we hear from the scriptures, the Old Testament text, that the light came in the world. They remind us again that the light would come into a dark world. How we need to be reminded of that, that the light of Christ came into the world. And when Christ came into the world, we remember, oftentimes we remember that Christ came to die, and that is very important, that we remember that he came to die for us. But Jesus Christ came with a ministry, right? Something that we would live by, something that we ought to be able to live by. Christ came with a ministry for us to follow and to live by. And as you read in the gospel, at the end of the gospel was read, the Matthew text, the last verse 23, it says Jesus went about, and you read the last verse, it says Jesus went about teaching, and that is verse 23, it says Jesus, I don't want to go back and forth, let me hold that. It says, Jesus went about throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming, which is preaching, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing, which is healing, curing every disease and every sickness among the people. And so I'd like to submit to you today that the threefold ministry of Jesus, wait, I didn't mean to do that. I keep forgetting that I have both things in my hand. So I have gone up too far. Men, don't touch it yet. Okay. So now let me put this down. So I want to say that, bring before you that the threefold ministry of Jesus was teaching, preaching, and healing. Teaching, preaching, and healing. And Jesus began to teach because Jesus knew that we would need to be taught, right? He was teaching his disciples because we have to have something to live by. Jesus was teaching his disciples, and then he preached, and then we see the healing work that he did. So Jesus did not just come and sit down. Jesus was very busy in that 3.5 years doing the work of the Lord, right? And the responsibility that is given to us when we are called by God is to, it tends to be that we are to be busy, right? To be busy. Now, the threefold ministry, as we continue, we're going to begin with teaching, right? The first one of his ministry was teaching. It says, Jesus opened his mouth and began to teach them. And we see him teaching his disciples. And if we remember from the Gospel of John, the first verse says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh, and the Word dwelt among us. So the Word of God, Jesus was the embodiment of God's Word, that Word that we have here, that Word that we have in the Bible. It was the embodiment of his ministry here, this Word. And he's no longer walking the earth, but this has been left for us to what? To understand and to learn, right? This is left for us to understand and to learn so that we do not stray, so that we do not stray from the Lord. Amen? So we see Jesus teaching, and I just want to, I'll read this little reflection now in a moment, and then we're going to see some of the things that Jesus taught. So let me pause for this and read the reflection. This writer says, can the Church of England survive COVID? Asking the question, can the Church of England, we could say the same question here, can the church in the U.S. survive COVID? Can any church survive COVID, right? Because we have to think of new ways to do things. And the writer says, churches and places of worship have been badly hit hard by the pandemic. So in the first week of the first lockdown, as the Church of England shut its doors, the Reverend Pat Allerton, the vicar of London St. Peter's, had a brainwave. Nicknamed the walking priest, that means we should be out there walking like what? Christ walked throughout Galilee, throughout Capernaum, throughout when you get to Israel, and you see all those spots and places that he has walked, teaching and preaching his disciples, right? And the people. He says he was nicknamed the walking priest. He says, I had an idea to take a hymn and a prayer to the streets of my parish to lift spirits and bring a bit of joy. Isn't that something? If we had decided to walk up and down 106 and 107 singing songs and reading the scriptures, what a wonderful idea, right? Instead of always in our church, you could always learn. So on March the 26th, I went out to Portobello Road. He was cautious about the effects of hitting the streets with a loudspeaker, blaring out Judy Collins' Amazing Grace on Spotify. He says jauntily, I thought I might be told to do one, which is an English slang for disappear, to disappear. They call it do one, which is disappear. But I was amazed by the response. People were really moved. They clapped and invited me back. They probably regret that now. I believe God was coming alongside people, letting them know he's there. Over the following weeks, Allerton did 6 to 4 walking services around London, helped by the amazing weather. Each service with a hymn, a prayer, and a 60-minute or 60-second sermon took 7 minutes. He invited people up to 50 at a time to join in from a window or a doorway. So many people commented on social media saying things like this, I'm not religious, but I've got goosebumps. There are tears coming down my face. God's presence was touching the people, right? And this is exactly what Jesus was doing in his ministry, right? In his teaching ministry, we see him teaching about several things because he knew that people would need the word, right? The word of God. And so we see Jesus teaching what? The first thing, Christ came as a teacher, and he taught about the knowledge of God's will. So we would have an understanding of God's will, knowing that we're going to need these things in our life. He taught about the knowledge of God's law. We see it especially in the Matthew text. He talked about the knowledge of God's spirit, that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, right? Scriptures tell us. And he simply talked about the knowledge of God, right? The knowledge of God so we would know. And what else did he do? As you look at Matthew 5 to 7, Jesus began to teach through the parables, right? The parables were great teaching tool, right? We'll see it throughout. We saw the parables. This is from Matthew 7, and these are a couple of things that we talk all the time. And many people don't know that it's in the Bible, right? If you look at this, it says, and this is Matthew 7:1, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So this was the teaching that we could live by. And we as Christian, many of us are living by that, because his teaching ministry was very important to him, because he knew that we would need these things to live. There's another one that we always quote, and it's in the Bible. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. How many times does people say that and don't know it's out of the Bible? Do to others what you would have them do to you. Amen? You see Jesus leaving these nuggets for us, important nuggets in his teaching ministry. Right? And then let me get to the next point. Right. And then we also see him teaching through, as I said, the parables. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the parables here and as we go. Now, the next thing is his preaching ministry. Jesus was a great teacher. Right? It's not every time you hear a sermon, it has to make you whoop and holler and jump up and down. There are times you need to sit and be taught. Right? Because Jesus would sit on the plains, sit on the and teach his disciples, right? Now then we also see he had a preaching ministry. And then he would say to his disciples, as he says to us, then he says, go and preach the gospel. Go and preach the gospel like he did, right? Preach it in all the world, making disciples of Jesus Christ. And then baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, right? I am sending you therefore. See, we are the ones who are sent therefore. That's the end of Matthew. I'm sending you therefore to go into all the world. We are called to do that, right? So now we see here Jesus, that was his second threefold ministry. Christ came as a preacher. Matthew says he came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, right? He came preaching the gospel. He wanted them to know the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is like. He would see it oftentimes in the Bible. Next point, Christ came as a herald of the gospel, the good news, because the gospel was the good news of the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God. That the kingdom of God should be on earth as it is in heaven, right? That things should be better here as Jesus continues to preach to us, letting us understand. And then he preached through many times to the parables. He both taught and preached the parables. You know that good story about the Good Samaritan? Jesus left that for us to learn from it. Not because he needed it. He left that message to his preaching and teaching to teach us what? How to treat each other. Right? How to treat those that we think is other. Right? He left that for us. He also left, there's so many parables. There are like 38 of Jesus' parables. The parable of the talents. The parable of the sower. Right? The parable of hearing the word. And it's going on, you know, a rocky soil or fertile soil. There is so many parables that Jesus, that we, when we read it, when we are straying from God, we should go back to this book. Go back to this precious book called the Bible, see? To be reminded what God has left for us, right? What Jesus, and we are focusing on the New Testament, because Jesus' words are found in what? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as reported by the writers of the gospel, right? And it's there. You look at Matthew, my Lord, Matthew tells you so many things when you go to Matthew, you know, and you see it. They're about divorce, right? Should you be divorced or not divorced? About all kinds, some of them we don't like, and so what? It's left here for us to what? To have a discussion. It's all in here because the teaching and the preaching of the Lord was very important. And that's one of the gospels I like a lot is Matthew, because Matthew had that whole section on giving alms. How do you give back to the Lord and all of that? Now, as we continue, right, what gospel did Jesus proclaim? And Jesus, as proclaimed, means to preach. Christ proclaimed his death, his burial, resurrection, and resurrection appearance. He preached on those things, right? Jesus preached on those things and left it for us. That's how we know the story about his death, right? His burial, his resurrection, is because he left it for us here through his preaching words. Jesus preached the gospel even before he went to the cross. Because Jesus did not preach the gospel after the cross. Remember, right? After the cross, he would ascend and him and his disciples. And so we see his ministry being much richer. We know that his death and resurrection is key. But his ministry was on earth was much richer than we relegated to at times. And then the one that we always look to, because as children of God, is healing ministry. And Jesus healed them all. Matthew 4, 23 to 24. His healing ministry. Jesus healed, the scripture says that Jesus healed. It says here, his third ministry was healing. Christ came as a healer. He came healing all manner of diseases, sickness, and all manner of disease among the people. The statement is proven out by the gospel accounts. By the gospel accounts, we read that Jesus was healing everybody who came to him. Jesus healed those with leprosy, with fevers, with withered hands, with paralysis, with blindness, with issues of blood, those unable to speak, those tormented by evil spirits. Jesus even raised men from the dead to show us that he was determined, as that song, The Lakeshore, said, determined to do God's work, and so he would heal his people. We see the Lord doing that throughout his ministry. And so, as we continue, this was Christ's threefold ministry. At this advent, at his first advent, meaning the beginning of his ministry, and this ministry continues in the body of Christ in this present age. So those ministries now of teaching, preaching, and healing should continue in the body of Christ. If you're in a church and there is no teaching or no preaching of the gospel, and people are not getting healed, then you are not part of God's threefold ministry. Amen? We are called to teach God's word, to preach the gospel, and to be agents of healing, friends. Right? We are called. You and I are called as a pastor and those who got us called in the church to do this, to what? To teach God's word. Right? And then to preach the gospel. And then to be agents of healing. We are called to participate in God's in Jesus' threefold ministry. Not to just always come to be spectators, but to be participators. Now, we all have different gifts. We all have different gifts, and so we do different things. But the Lord calls us to do this. Amen? Amen? And God expects us to do that. So God did not leave us alone. And friends, Jesus still heals. Now, I want to break this down as I close now. Jesus doesn't teach or preach outside of the Bible. He doesn't heal or teach outside of the Bible because Jesus is not walking the earth anymore. So then we are expected to do what? Read the Bible. To know what he said. To know what he's speaking to us. And the Bible says. And the Bible says, that's what we are supposed to do. And when people tell us things outside of this Bible that Jesus said, we need to walk away from them. Amen? Because if it's not written in here, if you can't show me in here, then I'm not going to take it. You got to be able to show me and explain. But his healing continues. Isn't that amazing? His healing was then, and Jesus still heals now. Because we have become agents, right, to pray to him to seek healing. We could go to hospitals and nursing homes and everywhere. I saw a little film, maybe on the one that I have, Amazon. Because I only have Amazon and you could get the Amazon video or something. And about a nurse who was in ministry. And her job and her task was to do what? When people are dying, she was a Christian, to usher them home. Did you all see it? She's shaking their head back here. To usher them home. What a touching little movie. And she would meet her father on his dying bed there as she was ushering. She would be the one who would sit with them, talk with them, right? And sometimes let them do unresolved stuff. This one man who was dying had a lot of pain and a lot of things, and he had children had been taken from him, and she told him to write letters, and he would sit and write letters as he was dying. Right? They had given him a certain time and that he would die, and he did. But she was the one doing the Lord's work. She would, just usher him into heaven. Right? To a month or so of working with him and even some bitterness he had, and some, he had been a very mean man from what the movie said, and had broke up a lot of friendship in the job, and he was able to write letters. She told to write letters to all these people. He didn't want to, but she kept praying and speaking to him, and he was able to reconcile many things and was ushered into heaven. Right? That's our task, to find an opportunity and a place to do God's work. Right? We are called now to do God's threefold ministry, to preach the word, to teach the children here, teach the grown-ups, read it, and then be agents of the healing of the Lord. So let's be busy, friends, knowing that there's a lot of the Lord's work to be done and that we are responsible to participate in his threefold ministry. So that when we stand before him, it's not just to ask for healing for ourselves. That's not what it's just about, and for our children and for our family. It is to be able to do what? To be used to bring the good news and to bring a word of healing to those who are in need. That's what it's all about. Thanks be to God for Jesus' ministry. Amen.